the natural processes that would historically allow vegetation to become established there are no longer working the way they used to.
Eric McCulley is a senior associate ecologist with Environ International Corporation. He and a team of biologists are working on what's called the Jordan River Audubon Tree Utah Migratory Bird Habitat Restoration Project to restore the river's migratory pathways between Utah Lake and Great Salt Lake, which he says are critical to neotropical migratory birds traveling between South America in the winter and back north in the spring.
This project is designed to recreate some of those riparian habitats, which is basically a multi-story habitat where there's grasses and shrubs and trees and then tall trees. And that type of habitat is special for certain types of birds.
McCulley says over the span of 20 years, there's been a considerable loss of important vegetation along the river. One cause, he says, was the release of hazardous materials from the Sharon Steel and Midvale Slag Superfund sites. The settlement from that damage provided a majority of the funding for the project. He says in 2008, the project moved forward when they redirected the Willow River, making it run parallel to the Jordan River to help restore vegetation.
It just went straight out to the river. And so that water was taken and put into a new channel that now meanders across the site. And that provides the water necessary to support riparian vegetation, which means water close enough to the surface of the earth.
People want to preserve what little habitat's left along the river, and moreover, to restore that back to make it more functional for wildlife so that future generations can see the wildlife that uses that habitat along the river.
Ty Harrison is a retired professor of biology at Westminster College and has been involved in the restoration of the Jordan River for 2 decades. He hopes the project can reverse more than 150 years of damage and mismanagement of the river's vegetation and habitats, and says it's taken thousands of volunteer hours to get to this point.
It involved planting on the Jordan River in these restoration areas, thousands, hundreds of thousands of tiny little plants that have to have care taken and where they're put, and then following up on controlling exotic species. So this is a volunteer-intensive project. It will use even more volunteers in the future to do this.
Harrison says the project will need continued maintenance, but over time will need less and less. Carrie Smith is a wetland and stream restoration consultant and says from what's been done so far, she believes the Jordan River project is a success and more needs to be done to support its restoration.
Basically from Utah Lake, you know, to Great Salt Lake, Jordan River Corridor is part of the Pacific Flyway, so it's a critical part of a migration corridor also. Anything that can be done needs to be done, and much more needs to be done, and much more funding needs to be put towards restoration and enhancement of the Jordan River.
The Jordan River Commission was formed in 2010 to bring together more than a dozen cities, counties, and other agencies to coordinate efforts for planning, restoration, and development along the river. The 2012 Salt Lake County Watershed Symposium continues today at the Utah Cultural Celebration Center in West Valley City, with a field trip to Jordan River restoration sites on Friday. I'm Charlotte Duran, KCPW News.